Hi, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Michael Rutledge, Data Services 2/2/2024, date of birth 1/10/97, date of accident is 4/10/2022. Mr. Michael Rutledge started seeing from 9/20/2023 over 1.5 years of his therapy, which has been done with other physicians, and he decided to switch, as his doctor, I think, discharged him for some issues of pain management. He has received 2 injections in sacroiliac joint. He was involved in an automobile accident on 4/10/2022 as a rear seat passenger, where he was T-boned, or where he was rear-ended in a high speed, leading to pain in the head and also pain in the neck, lower back, both shoulders, both knees. An MRI subsequently on 4/25/2022 has shown broad-based 7 mm central disc herniation encroaching mildly on the anterior-epidural space without major stenosis. No new MRI have been done or ordered. The patient has been requiring substantive pain medications for control of his pain. The pain does radiate to his left leg, front and back, up to the ankle, one or two times a day as severe numbness, tingling, or pain's needle. And it is decided to try this injection of epidural injections, time 4, to bring some relief. And possibly, patient has been, we have discussed the spinal cord stimulation and surgical intervention also to the patient. If the procedures of lumbar epidural steroid injection do not relieve his symptoms substantially, then he will be referred to a neurosurgeon, and the patient understand those limitations. In the physical examination, kindly mentioned blood pressure of 136 over 81, pulse 80, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, which is dated 1/18/2024, dictation number 0119-044. The plan is to provide adequate pain relief by prescribing Percocet 10 over 325, one tablet 2 times a day for pain relief as needed. After checking his MRI, after checking his MAPS and urine drug screen, a new drug screen has been ordered, and the patient seems to be in compliance. He's already been also prescribed Mobic, Flexeril, Elavil, Lyrica, Furoscix, and Lidocaine ointment. Thank you.